请我们来看创世纪的二十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 26.
创世纪二十六章。
Genesis 26.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
创世纪二十六章的二十五节。
Genesis 26:25.
说以撒就在那里筑了一座坛，求告神的名，并且支搭帐篷，他和仆人便在那里挖了一口井。
Isaac built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. There he pitched his tent, and there his servants dug a well.
在这里记载以撒搬家到别示巴去。
This verse records how Isaac moved to Beersheba.
他做了三件事情。
And he did three things.
第一个是筑一座坛。
First of all, he built an altar.
第二个是支搭帐篷。
Second, he pitched his tent.
第三个挖一口井。
And third, he dug a well.
这个三件事情在代表我们生活的三个内容。
These three actions represent the three facets of our lives.
支搭帐篷这个筑一座坛就是代表献祭，我们跟神的关系。
To build an altar is to offer our sacrifices and to worship God.
那支搭帐篷当时是游牧的社会，这个代表家庭生活。
And to pitch one's tent, represents our family life.
那第三个挖一口井这个代表他们现在的职业生活。
To dig a well represents our career.
所以从圣经的观点来说，我们的信仰有这三个内容，我们的生活有这三大内容。
So these are the three major facets of our lives.
就是我们跟神的关系。
Our relationship with God.
我们跟家人的关系。
Our relationship with our family.
还有我们的工作。
And our work or career.
那这个三个内容也有它的次序。
And there is a sequence to these three facets of our lives.
所以我们一生到底要怎么来过我们的生活？
So how do we live our life?
我们需要有一个引导。
We need to have guidance.
因为每一天对我们来讲都是新的。
Every day is new to us.
没有一个人活过一次以后再第二次活在世界。
There's not one of us who will live the same day a second time.
所以我们未来的日子几十年是新的。
So all the years ahead of us are new.
如果我们能够过一个做一个很好的决定，我们活的一辈子我们的人生会很幸福。
If we can make the right decision, then we can live a very blessed life.
那以撒就给我们设下一个榜样。
So Isaac set an excellent example for us.
那这个三个内容就是我们社青灵会的主题。
And in fact, these three facets of life.Are going to be the themes of our YSC this time.
那我们每一次要查考一个主题。
And we are going to focus on the life of altar this time.
那我们前面三次的社青联合会已经把这个题目三个主题都已经查考过一遍。
And obviously, we have already studied all these three themes previously.
那现在我们要再回来进到第一个题目。
And now we are going one circle and coming back to the first theme.
就是要筑一座坛。
Which is to build an altar.
但是我们第一次在提到筑一座坛是比较注重灵修上神跟人的关系。
But the very first time we discuss this theme, we focus on our relationship with God.
但是筑坛献祭的另外一个意思就是代表把我们的身体献上当作活祭给神。
But another meaning of building an altar is also to offer ourselves as living sacrifices to God.
这个代表我们的服事。
This represents our service to Him.
所以这两天的社青联合会要比较注重于怎么把我们这个奉献给神来服事神。
So in these 2 days, we are going to focus on how we can offer ourselves to serve God.
但是还没有进入这个主题之前。
But before we enter into this theme,
我们还要再一次的对这个整个平衡的生活来做深入的查考。
We are going to delve into the topic of living a balanced life.
所以我们在看一个主题的时候，就可以全面上来了解，不会偏一边。
So as we go into a certain theme, we will not lose sight of the bigger picture of living a balanced life.
神创造亚当的时候，让他住在伊甸园里面。
When God created Adam, He put him in the Garden of Eden.
那个时候，神就把次序讲得很清楚。
At that time, God had already prioritized his life.
我们现在看创世纪第二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章。
Genesis 2.
15节。
15.
创世纪第二章15节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 15.
神将那人安置在伊甸园里，使他修理看守。16节。
16.
神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以吃。17节。
17.
只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可以吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。这里告诉他说，所有的果子你都可以吃。
The Lord God told Adam that he could eat of all the fruits in the garden.
所以神第六天造人。
God created man on the sixth day.
那第六天造人以前，所有人的需要都已经做好了。
But before that, God has already provided everything humans need beforehand.
那人住在伊甸园里面，就不需要为着生活忧虑。
So man need not worry about his livelihood in the garden.
所以伊甸园是一个最完美的生活。
So the Garden of Eden represented the perfect life.
但是人要享受这种神完全的供给，跟神完全的同在，平安喜乐，有一个条件。
But there is one condition by which all human beings must abide, to receive this perfect sustenance and providence of our God.
就是他跟神的关系必须非常的稳固。
That is, humans must have a solid relationship with God.
然后他才能够享受神的恩典，才能够住在伊甸园里面。
Only then can they enjoy all the fruits in the Garden of Eden.
所以神为什么要造一个分别善恶树上的果子呢？
So why did God create the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
一个最重要原因就是要训练亚当顺服。
The most important reason is to train Adam to be obedient.
神给他管理地上的万走兽。
God gave him the responsibility of managing all living things.
好，我们看第一章。
Let's turn to chapter 1.
第二章好。
Chapter 2.
19节。
Verse 19.
说神用土所造的野地各样走兽，空中的飞鸟都带到那人面前。看见叫什么，那人怎样叫。各样的活物就成为他的名字。这里在讲了神给亚当一个权利来管理地上的万物。
Verse 19 describes how the Lord God gave the authority to reign over all the living creatures to Adam.
第一章二十八节讲得很清楚。
Chapter 2 verse 20.
第一章二十八节。
Chapter 1 verse 28.
这里说要生养众多，治理地面，也要管理海里的空中的鸟和地上各项行动的活物。
Verse 28, God blessed them and said to them, Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground.
所以我们可以了解在伊甸园里面。
So we can understand that while Adam was living in the Garden of Eden,
神在上面。
God was above him.
那接下来就是亚当跟夏娃。
And later on,Eve came into the picture.
那在下面就是神所创造的各种的动物、植物这个世界。
And the priority goes Adam, Eve, and then all the other living creatures.
那现在我们的生活问题发生在哪里？
So what is our problem today?
现在我们的生活变成职业第一。
In our life, our career is often our first priority.
然后家庭第二。
Family second.
No, 神第三。
And God third.
所以你看我们在很忙碌的生活里面。
And so in our busy lives.
如果稍微要多花一点时间来做我们的事情。
If we want to spend more time on our own things.
请问我们从自己的想法里面你第一个把它省掉是哪里？
How would you cut back on your life to save some time or more time for yourselves.
第一个省掉的大概不是全部大概就是从信仰的生活。
The first aspect of your life that you would cut out is your life of faith.
我们一忙碌以后，我们生活没有读圣经，也没有祷告了。
When we are busy with our lives, we don't read the Bible and we don't pray.
我们一忙碌以后，我们教会的聚会也减少了。
And when we are busy, we don't come to church as often.
有时候来一个早上，下午就不见了。
Perhaps we only come in the morning, but not in the afternoon.
有时候来三个礼拜，第四个礼拜不见了。
Or maybe we're here three out of 4 weeks.
有时候礼拜六来，其他 weekday 都没有来了。
And maybe we only come on a Sabbath, but not on other days.
因为我们在世界上很忙。
We have many things to do in this world.
所以我们第一个减少的就是信仰生活。
That is why we decrease the amount of commitment to our faith.
那有时候是我们来聚会，但是我们没有在参与圣工。
A lot of times we come to service, but we don't participate in the ministry.
因为我很忙，我有很多事情要做。
I am busy. I have many things to do.
我的人生有很多目标要追求。
There are many goals I want to pursue.
所以神变成最后面。
And that is why God is always in the last of our priority.
等我职业追求到一定成就，我的家庭已经照顾一定程度，然后最后才想我能够为神做什么。
So it is only when we attain a certain amount of accomplishment in our career and in our family relationships that we will leave a little bit of time for God.
那这个大概是我们一般人生活的一种安排方式。
And this is how we usually prioritize our life.
但是这个也是问题的来源。
But this is the source of our problems.
因为神在伊甸园那个完美的生活是神在上面，人在中间，物在下面。
Because in the perfect life in the Garden of Eden, it is God who is on top, man in the center, and all the other living creatures at the bottom.
那我们现在把它倒过来，物在上面，你为着要更高的物质生活，更丰盛的物质生活，所以你职业要拼，所以你才能够往上爬。
Unfortunately, what we do is we reverse this priority so that material pursuit becomes first.
好，然后我们把神压在下面。
And we put God last.
好像我没有去聚会，也没有发生什么事情。
It is as if there's no consequence to not going to church for a service.
我没有服侍，也没有发生什么事情。
It doesn't matter if I serve God or not.
所以好像是可有可无一样。
Because all these things seem to be dispensable.
那我们现在再来回到这个以撒的生活方式。
Now let's return to the life of Isaac.
看跟我们现在的生活方式会有什么不同。
How is his life different from that of ours today?
我们现在很多的问题啊，就是因为离开神，没有神。
Today, our main problem is that we have left God.
为什么婚姻会发生问题？
Why is it that there are problems in a marriage?
你可以列出很多原因。
You can list a laundry list of problems.
个性不合。
Incompatibility.
生活压力。
Pressures from life.
这个都可以变成原因。
All these things are reasons.
但是最根本的原因。
But the most fundamental reason.
是因为人跟神的关系发生问题。
Is that we do not have a good relationship with our God.
为什么会发生家庭问题？
Why is it that we have family problems?
你也可以发生很，可以列出很多原因。
Again, you can list a whole laundry list of reasons.
但是最根本的原因。
But the most fundamental reason.
就是因为神没有在这个家庭。
Is that God is not in the family.
所以我们跟神的关系，这是第一个要件。
And so the crux of our life should be our relationship with God.
那在创世纪的26章的25节，这里提到三种生活。
And in Genesis chapter 26 verse 25, it describes the three facets of our life.
这以撒第一件事情就筑一座坛，求告神的名。
The first thing that Isaac did was to build an altar to call on the name of the Lord.
他把神放在第一位。
He put God first.
那这个让我们来想哦，以撒把神放在第一位，怎么影响他的家庭？怎么影响他的生活
？So how did Isaac's life? How was Isaac's life affected when he built the altar first?
跟他的家庭生活，跟他的职业生活到底有什么影响？
So what kind of effect did building an altar have on his family life and on his career?
就是当他把神摆在第一位的时候
，when he put God first.
这个跟他的家庭生活，跟他的职业生活有什么关系
？So what kind of relationship does putting God first have to do with his life in the family and in terms of his career？
我们先看创世纪二十六章。
Let's turn to 26, chapter 26.
26章。
Genesis chapter 26.
第一节
，verse 1.
在亚伯兰的日子，那地有饥荒这时又有饥荒，以撒就往基拉尔去。到非利士人的王亚比米勒那里去，这里说那地遇到饥荒。
There was a famine in the land.
什么是饥荒
？What is a famine？
地没有收成，生活有困难。
There was no harvest. Life was hard.
以现在来讲啊，大概就是经济萧条，找不到工作。
In today's context, it could very well mean recession or not being able to find a job.
哦，那很自然，人就要求生存。
And obviously, humans try to find a way to live.
哪里有工作我就去。
Where there is work, I will go.
哦，不管它是哪里，只要有工作我就去。
Regardless of where it is, I will go where there's a job for me.
那有的学校毕业以后。
After some people graduate from college,
你送出的100张的履历表,
you may send out 100 resumes.
可能最好的工作机会是离开教会最远的,或者没有教会的。
And perhaps the best job is located further away from the church.
哦，那这个条件不是很好的这个工作机会可能是在教会附近。
And perhaps the worst paying job is closest to church.
哦，那我们要怎么去选择？
How do you make a choice?
哦，所以我们看这个以撒怎么做。
What did Isaac do?
哦，我们看第二节。
Verse 2.
啊，神向以撒显现说，不要下埃及去，要住在我所指示你的地方去。
The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, do not go down to Egypt, live in the land where I tell you to live.
啊，神的意思说，你不要下埃及。
The Lord did not want him to go down to Egypt.
因为你们是从埃及出来，怎么又跑到回去埃及呢？
They had left from Egypt. How could they go back?
啊，但是啊，你住在迦南地，每一天生活都很困难呢。
But the life in the land of Canaan was difficult.
那下到埃及困难马上得解决哦。
And so if he were to go down to Egypt, his problems would be solved.
但是神知道他们下到埃及对他们跟他们下一代的信仰是不好的。
But the Lord realized that by going down to Egypt, the faith of the next generation would be affected.
啊，因为埃及的王是法老，是不拜真神的。
Pharaoh did not worship God.
啊，那怎么办呢？住在这个地。
So, what could he do when there's a famine?
第三节
，Verse 3.
你寄居在这个地，我必赐福给你。啊，同与你同在，赐福给你。
Stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you, and will bless you.
这一句话是人生最重要一句话。
This is the most important statement God has for us.
神说，我要跟你同在。
God said, I will be with you.
神说，我要赐福给你。
And I will bless you.
但是对以撒，他如果选择住下去，每一天都很困难。
But had Isaac choose to stay in the land, his life would be very difficult.
但是这需要信心啊。
That required faith.
神说你要住下来，我要跟你同在，我要祝福给你。
But God told him, stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you and will bless you.
所以有时候这个现实生活的困难是一种考验。
So a lot of times our difficulties in life is something that challenge our faith.
第一个考验就是我们有没有去寻找神的旨意，神要我们做什么。
The first challenge is that we seek God's will in our lives.
好像以撒，神的旨意向他很清楚。
For instance, God has indicated His will to Isaac very clearly.
那第二个困难就是，当我明白神的旨意的时候，你愿意不愿意坚持下去？
Now the second challenge is, now that we know the will of God, are we willing to persist in His will?
我看以撒很有信心的。
Isaac had great faith.
这个代表他跟神的关系很好。
And he had a wonderful relationship with God.
所以他在做决定的时候，把神的旨意当作第一个考虑。
That is why he always puts God's will as his first priority.
那结果怎样？
What happened?
神的话实现了。
God's word was fulfilled.
都看第12节。
Verse 12.
以撒在那里耕种，那一年有100倍的收成，神赐福给他。13节。
13.
他就昌大，日增月盛，成了大富。
Isaac planted crops in the land, and the same year reaped 100-fold because the Lord blessed him. 13. The man became rich, and his wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy.
啊，什么叫一百倍？
100-fold.
啊，原来收啊一磅的，现在收一百磅。
Well, he might have harvested 1 pound of crop, but now he harvested 100 pounds.
这个是超过人所想象的。
That is almost unimaginable.
但是这个是神赐给他的。
But this is what God has given him.
所以他就变成大富。
And so he became very wealthy.
甚至他隔壁的这个外族人都嫉妒他。
And even the foreigners around him envied him.
所以我们就可以看到这个职业跟信仰的关系。
And this is how we can see the relationship between worshiping God and our life.
我们常常想说，我的饭都吃不饱了，我怎么去敬拜神？
A lot of times we think that we can't even make our ends meet. How can we worship God?
但其实上，在美国做饭吃不饱不是很多。
And yet, I doubt very few of us really have nothing to eat.
我们所实际在想是说，我的生活水准跟别人还比不上了，我怎么去敬拜神？
But the reality is that sometimes we just don't measure up with the Joneses and we try to keep up.
但事实上如果我们把神放在我们的前面。
But if we put God first,
神的恩典临到我们。
When God's blessings upon us,
你就发现了生活过得很好。
Then your life is good.
好像以撒一样。
Just like Isaac's life.
我们现在再看创世纪二十六章。
Let's return to Genesis chapter 26.
现在以撒要挖这个一口水井。
Now Isaac, was going to dig a well.
那挖水井就是要做牧羊给这个羊群用的。
To dig a well to provide water for his flocks.
我们看十八节。
Verse 18.
以撒就重新挖出来，仍照他父亲所叫的那个井的名字。那十九节。
19.
以撒就挖了一口活水井，二十节。
20.
基拉尔的牧人跟以撒的牧人就相争。二十一节。
21.
以撒又仆人又挖了一口井，因为他把前面那个井就给了外族人了。然后他们又跟这个井来争竞。
So Isaac, dug multiple wells and were taken by, these different people.
那二十二节。
Verse 22.
以撒又离开那里又挖了一口井。
He moved on from there and dug another well.
他们不为这个井争竞。
And no one quarreled over it.
结果最后他挖一口井叫利和伯。
He named it Rehoboth.
这个利和伯就是昌盛的意思。
Which means,
就是宽阔的意思。
Room.
就是神给他祝福。
In other words, God gave him room to receive blessings.
那这是神给他的一口井。
And that was a well that God gave him.
所以以撒对神的体验很清楚。
So Isaac had a very vivid experience with God.
他一直涨一直涨涨到最后最后神给他活水井。
He relented every time until God gave him a well.
那对他来讲要牧羊就很方便了。
And it became very convenient for him to take care of his flocks.
所以我们可以看到以撒的生活神在看顾。
And so we can see how God, oversaw Isaac's life.
当他要过一个神喜悦生活的时候神看顾他的生活。
When he wanted to live a life pleasing to God, God took care of him.
所以这样看起来最重要不是职业最重要是信仰。
And so you can see that the most important thing in our life is God and not our career.
信仰如果好你在职业上尽量做你该做的神会带领你。
If you have a good relationship with God, all you need to do is to do your best in your work and God will bless you accordingly.
好那我们现在再看以撒的家庭婚姻。
Now let us take a look at Isaac's family life.
好我们看创世纪24章。
Chapter 24.
创世纪24章。
Genesis 24.
亚伯兰年纪老迈，像以来一切事情，神都赐福给他。这里说，亚伯兰虽然年纪老了，每一件事情都神都赐福给他。
Abraham was now old and well advanced in years, and the Lord had blessed him in every way.
然后接下去就在讲亚伯兰为他的孩子找一个太太。
Abraham sent his servant to find a wife for his son Isaac.
但是亚伯兰有一个原则。
But Abraham had this principle.
要在他的本族里面去找他孩子的太太。
To find someone from his own tribe.
那以现在来讲就是有相同的信仰。
In today's context, it means that, our spouse should have the same faith as we do.
那我们从这个整个故事我们大家都很熟悉后来找到了利百加。
We're all very familiar with the story. So, Isaac had Rebecca as wife.
那这个老仆人遇到利百加有一个关键。
There is a key to this old servant being able to meet Rebecca.
我们看12节。
Verse 12.
他说主我的神亚伯兰的神求你施恩给我主人亚伯兰使我今日遇见好机会。
He prayed, O Lord, God of my master Abraham, give me success today and show kindness to my master Abraham.
就求神给他遇到好机会。
He prayed that God would give him success or the opportunity to meet someone good.
结果就遇到利百加。
And therefore, he met Rebecca.
那以撒也很顺服。
And Rebecca was obedient.
以撒
Isaac was obedient.
就顺服他父亲出于信心的安排。
And he was obedient to Abraham. arrangement.
结果他娶到这个利百加还得到安慰。我们看24章的最后一节。
The last verse of chapter
24. 67节。
67.
以撒便领了利百加进入他母亲的帐篷里娶她为妻并且爱她。以撒自从母亲不在这才得到安慰。
Isaac brought her into the tent of his mother Sarah and he married Rebekah. So she became his wife and he loved her and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.
所以我们可以看到这一对婚姻不只是相爱而且这一对婚姻能够给对方彼此一个安慰。
So this marriage was not just about love but also about comforting each other after Isaac's mother's death.
那利百加不只是外在美她有内在的美。
So Rebecca was not only beautiful on the outside, but also on the inside.
而这个是神的一种恩典。
This is God's blessing.
当他敬畏神，要顺服神的时候，神就带领他。
When he obeyed God, God guided him.
那后来我们看26章，看创世纪的26章。
Chapter 26.
26章的第六节开始以撒现在遇到一个困难。
In verse 6, Isaac met a problem.
就是他到基拉尔地方去。
Isaac stay in Gerar.
那他的太太差一点点就被人占为妻子。
And his wife was almost taken as another's wife.
因为他太太长得非常漂亮。
Because his wife was very beautiful.
结果神保守他。
God protected him.
我们看第十节。
Verse 10.
亚伯米勒说你向我做的是什么事呢民中显有些人和你的妻同寝把我们陷在罪里面是这一节。
11.
于是亚伯米勒晓谕民众说凡站着这个人或者他妻子的定了把他致死。所以后来这个太太又归回到以撒的身旁。
So Isaac's wife returned to him.
所以我们可以看到以撒的家庭蒙神建立并且蒙神保守。
So God not only established Isaac's family, he also protected him and his family.
所以他有一个很好的婚姻一直到离世为止。
And that is why he had a wonderful marriage until the day he died.
如果不是神的保守在那个时刻他太太就变成别人的。
Had God not protected him, his wife would have belonged to another person.
所以我们常常有时候会有一个错误的观念。
So oftentimes we have this misguided notion.
以为更高的物质生活水准更高的收入就是婚姻的一个保证。
That the higher our income, the higher our material possessions, the better our marriage life will be.
但是你到好莱坞去看。
But just go to Hollywood.
每一个不是收入很高长得很英俊很潇洒吗？
Don't they all make a lot of money and look very good?
你看他们的婚姻是什么样？
Look at their marriages.
他们的家庭是什么样？
What kind of families do they have?
所以我们现在如果生活走偏了，
So if we sway away from God in our lives,
可能会带给我们生活很多的痛苦。
Perhaps we will suffer a lot of pain in our lives.
但是我们回到神的身边，
But as we draw closer to God,
我们有神的同在。
We have God's abidance.
我们的家庭才会有真正的幸福。
And our family will truly be blessed.
所以从以撒的身上我们可以看到神影响他的生活神祝福他的家庭。
And so we can see how God influenced Isaac's family and how he blessed his life.
好那我们现在就来看那为什么以撒对神有这么大的信心。
Now we need to find out why Isaac had this conviction in God.
我们先来看创世纪22章。
Genesis 22.
创世纪22章。
Genesis 22.
第一节。
Verse 1.
说这事以后神要试验亚伯拉罕就呼叫托出亚伯兰他说我在这里。这里说神要试验亚伯拉罕。
Sometime later, God tested Abraham and he said to him, Abraham.
结果在这个整个神试验的过程里面
Here I am, he replied. So in this entire period of testing,
有一句话很重要。
There is one important phrase.
我们看第六节。
In verse 6.
亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上自己手里拿着火与刀于是两个人同行。
Verse 6, Abraham took the wood from the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife as the two of them went on together.
这个父子两个在同行要上到摩利亚山去。
The father and son went on together to go on to Mount Moriah.
那摩利亚山是哪里？
Where is Mount Moriah?
是神要叫他们奉献的地方。
It was a place where God wanted Abraham to offer his son.
那个时候以撒年纪很轻啊。
Isaac was young.
所以他父亲叫他去他就去。
So he obeyed whatever his father told him.
他父亲叫他背柴他就背柴。
So he took the wood as his father instructed.
那第八节啊。
Verse 8.
以撒问亚伯兰一个问题第七节。
Verse
7. 说火与柴都有了但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
The fire and wood are here, Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
第八节。
Verse 8.
亚伯兰说我儿啊，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。于是两个人同行。
Abraham answered in verse 8, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together.
所以在往这个摩利亚山上去啊，以撒跟着亚伯兰去。
And so Isaac followed Abraham together to Mount Moriah.
在走这一条信仰的道路上。
They walk on this path of faith together.
亚伯兰对神很有体验。
Abraham had great experience in God.
所以他在走这一条路的时候他已经相信他孩子死会再复活。
And so, even though he was walking towards his son's death, he firmly believed that God would raise him.
但是他的孩子愿意接受他的父亲来带领走这条信仰的道路。
And his son was willing to be guided to go on the same path as he was.
结果在摩利亚的山上他们体会到一件事情。
And so on Mount Moriah, both of them experienced one thing.
就是神必预备。
And that is, God will provide.
先看22章的14节。
22 verse 14.
创世纪22章14节。
22 verse 14.
亚伯兰给那个地方起名叫做耶和华以勒，就是神必预备。
So Abraham called that place the Lord will provide.
所以这个神必预备啊，不只是亚伯兰的体验，也是以撒的体验。
So, the experience of God's providence is not only, with Abraham, but also with Isaac.
因为亚伯兰本来被捆到柴上。
Isaac was tied.
以撒本来被捆到柴上。
Isaac was tied as an offering.
但忽然间他看到一头羔羊在那里。
And all of a sudden he saw a ram.
他就从这个柴里面又被放出来。
He was released.
他真的体会到神预备。
And he experienced God's providence.
来取代他的生命。来救回他的生命。
And he saw how God redeemed his life.
那这一次的信仰体验给以撒有很大的信心。
And this life event must have a great impact on Isaac's faith.
所以以后啊他一直在跟着神在走他人生的道路。
And that is why his life, was in full obedience to God's will.
所以这在告诉我们我们的信仰生活要把神放在第一位。我们必须要从生活的细节里面不断的去体验。
So this tells us, that for us to follow in God's way, we need to be careful of all the details of our lives.
圣经说神是亚伯兰的神以撒的神雅各的神。
The Bible tells us that the God is the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob.
这句话有两个意思。
There are two meanings to this statement.
第一个，神是活人的神。
First of all, God is the God of the living,
不是死人的神。
Not of the dead.
所以亚伯兰、以撒、雅各虽然死了，他们还是活着。
So even though Abraham and Isaac died, he still lives.
在神的国里面，他们还活着。
In the kingdom of God, both of them live as
这个叫做神是他们的神。
This is what is meant by God being their God.
那第二个。
The second meaning,
这个三代的信仰都跟直接跟神有个人的关系。
Is that all three generations of faith have a direct relationship with God.
所以以撒他跟神的关系有自己重新再肯定的一个机会。
And so Isaac actually rediscovered and reaffirmed his own faith with God.
在创世纪22章他被陷在柴上这是一种肯定的一种体验。
And so in Genesis chapter 22, when he was tied to be offered to God, that was a kind of affirmation of his faith.
所以今天我们在信仰生活上。
So today in our life of faith,
我们很多的这个社青是第二代的信仰。
We realize that many of us are second generation believers.
你今天来信耶稣不是你因为你慕道来信。
you have come to believe in Christ not because you heard the truth first.
是因为你父母生下来就把你带去洗礼。
But because your parents have brought you into this faith when you were born.
所以我们的信仰是因为父母，所以我们信。
And so we believe because of the faith of our parents.
因此我们的信仰是通过父母达到神。
And so our faith goes to God through our parents.
今天我们会来教会，可能因为父母叫我们来。
So today we come to church maybe because our parents want us to come.
我们会亲近神，可能是因为父母。
Or maybe we draw close to God because of our parents.
那这样的信仰啊，虽然是好，但是这样的信仰还不够。
Such faith may be good, but it's not good enough.
因为人都会离开。
Because humans will pass away one day.
所以我们需要重新再肯定我们的信仰，我们直接要跟神建立关系。
So we need to reaffirm our faith and to reestablish our faith with our Lord Jesus Christ.
就跟以撒跟神建立关系一样。
Just as Isaac has built his own faith with God.
那有一天神变成我们的神。
One day, when God truly becomes our God.
我们的父母离开也没有关系啊。
And it would not matter if our parents pass away.
所以有时候从我们从这个青少年开始。
So from our teenage years,
一直到结婚
to the time when we get married,
神会用很多不同的方法在训练我们。
God will place many opportunities for us to learn and grow.
有时候从身体的健康
sometimes from our health conditions,
有时候从你申请学校
to our application to college,
有时候从你处理的婚姻问题
or our problems in marriage,
有时候从你的找工作上
or from our job applications,
你不一定会很顺利。
We may not be smooth sailing in all these things.
但是在这个不顺利当中，就是神在操练我们去体验他，使我们跟神能够建立关系。
But the reason we have problems in one or many of these things is because God wants us to train us so that we will draw closer to Him.
所以我们在一个这个社青的这个年纪里面。
So as we become working people.
我们最重要就是要在我们生活所遇到的困难里面来跟神建立更深的关系。
We need to see how we can deepen our relationship with our God amidst all these challenges.
因为有时候我们生活太顺利了，你不会想要改变。
A lot of times when our life is too smooth, we do not want to make any changes.
因为我每天都是这样生活，也没有发生什么事情。
Every day is the same, nothing happens.
我为什么要改变？
Why should I change?
那我们如果没有改变，我们跟神的关系就这样而已。
But if we don't change, our relationship will stay the same.
那如果我们跟神的关系要再进一步，
But to take this relationship with our God further, one step further.
就三个可能。
There are only three possibilities.
我们的关系跟神会更深入。
There are only three possibilities, when we think about our relationship with God.
第一个可能。
The first possibility.
就是我们对神认识。
Is that we know God.
我们知道人生最值得追求是神。
We know that God is worthy of our pursuit.
美善的、全备的都是从神来的。
He is perfect, he is beautiful, and everything comes from him.
神是众光之父。
God is the source of all light.
所以有的年纪很轻啊，他也没有遇到什么困难，就很喜欢祷告，很喜欢亲近神，很喜欢做圣工。
And for this group of people, they like to pray and like to do God's work even when they're young.
这个是最理想、最好的一种方式。
Obviously, this is the ideal.
第二个可能
，the second possibility
就是无路可走
，is that we have nowhere to go。
当你发现你到处路都没有不通的时候
，when you find that you are at your wit's end in everything you do，
你找工作履历表寄出去都没有回音的时候
，and you do not receive any response from sending out your CVs，
你找不到，你只有抬头望天了
，when you have no choice。You can only look up to God.
你开始向神祷告。
You pray to Him.
忽然间发现门开了。
And suddenly a door is open to you.
那个时候你跟神的关系就建立起来。
And that, at that time, your faith is established.
或者你在找对象。
Or maybe you are looking for a spouse.
你所爱的别人不爱你，别人爱的你不爱。
Maybe you love people who don't love you, or people love you and you don't love them.
这个也是很痛苦的事情。
This is difficult.
但你用尽所有的方法，你都没有办法解决。
And no matter how hard you try, you just can't find one.
你就抬头望天。
Then you look up to God.
结果神给你安排了。
And God arranged someone for you.
那你就跟神就建立关系了。
And this is how you establish your relationship with Him.
所以有时候我们跟神建立关系，就是我们陷入一种无路可走的状态。
So sometimes we draw close to Him simply because we have no one else to turn to.
但是第三个可能。
The third possibility
就是我们要用头脑来想。
Is that we can think with our head.
我这样生活有意义吗？
Is my life meaningful as it is?
当我们开始去工作
，When we start working,
你会发现每一天都是重复相同的工作。
You will realize that every day is a mere repetition.
我们曾有一个弟兄啊，他是 double E 的。
There's a brother who major in double E.
他去上班了。
He went to work.
他上班过了一段时间以后，他自己就在想。
After a while, he thought himself.
我未来的40年就是这样生活吗
？Am I going to live like this for the next 40 years of my life?
例行公事这样生活吗
？Am I going to live this life?
他想一想啊，到最后他想通了。
And he thought himself.
如果神要用我
，If God wants to use me,
我还是服侍神比较有价值。
I think you'll be much more meaningful to serve God.
后来那个弟兄出来当传道。
So that brother decided to become a minister.
就是想通了。
So he had thought things through.
所以即使你有很好的工作
，So even if you have a good job,
收入又很高
，And you have a high income.
当你要仔细去想，我活着到底有什么意义
？And yet you should really think about what the meaning of your life is.
你就发现没有神，你真的没找不到意义的。
Then you realize that apart from God, there's no meaning in life.
你没有神，你找不到真正的喜乐跟满足。
Apart from God, you cannot find true satisfaction and joy.
那这样我们觉悟起来了，我们就会开始来寻找神。
Then, as we realize this point, everything else will come naturally.
然后我们跟神的关系就容易建立起来。
Then it will be easy for us to establish our relationship with God.
所以我们在这一段人生里面最重要一件事情是建立跟神的关系。
And so the most important thing in our life is to establish our relationship with God.
以这个做基础来建立我们的家庭，以这个做基础来做我们的事业。
And our relationship with God will be the foundation upon which we will build our career, our family, and our life.
那我们的生活就跟以撒一样。
Then our life will be like that of Isaac.
常常体会神的同在，常常体会神的恩典。
We will often experience the blessings and the guidance of God.
那个人生是美善的。
Then we are truly beautiful and perfect in God's eye.
唱诗。
Sing hymn.
373.
Let's sing hymn 373.